This question is for for you both. Could you tell me a bit about your backgrounds in finance or fintech? And then I'd love to hear a bit more about what got you interested in blockchain technology in the first place.
Do you want to go first, Eric?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Nick. So I guess it pretty much started for me about 10 or 12 years ago now. I mean, I've been in startups for quite some time in the payments and gaming and identity space. And, early on, it became clear, that there's a lot of very interesting technologies and things that companies need in order to kind of do things more efficiently. Or appropriately, et cetera. So, my background covers those different areas. I took some time off, obviously, during the financial crisis, and kind of had a career change working for a hedge fund in the city here, one of London's main art traders. That was a nice little detour. But then I found Bitcoin in 2012, got my payment brain going again, and started working with a lot of Bitcoin and blockchain companies early on, providing different kind of financial service consulting and helping companies structure their business and kind of access bank accounts, working very closely with the Isle of Man government, obviously with my gaming network, et cetera. And that's actually where I met Nick. And, after going through and understanding a lot of the different offerings out there in the Bitcoin space and kind of being met with a lot of friction in terms of actually penetrating real world industries, et cetera, in the capital market space and government. And when I saw Nick's technology and kind of what he was envisioning for credits, it became very apparent that, there's something worthwhile here.
Okay, great. Nick, did you wanna give me talk a little bit about your experience as well?
Yeah, sure. So, I started off in finance as that was what I was pursuing for a degree back in the States. And during that time, I started working for a hedge fund administration company. Shortly after the financial crisis, and worked for them for a short period of time. After that, I detoured away from finance quite quickly. I started working as a professional poker player actually for a few years, and played online poker for a living for a while. And then one thing led to another, and a few years later, I got hired by a company called PokerStars. The world's largest online poker company to go and manage the operations and software of their Ring Games offering. So one of their product lines. And just before they hired me, I actually found Bitcoin. Some people that came to the poker forums started talking about it, and I started looking into the technology and some of the projects that were being built on it. Found it interesting, started doing some research, started looking into building some toy projects on top of it myself. And then while I was working for PokerStars, I continued to do some experiments and build some side projects, including decentralized files storage system, a provably a library for provably fair reserves for some cryptocurrency exchange software and some other bits and bobs that were mostly just scratching an itch here or there on exploring blockchain technology. As part of that, I started looking at different consensus mechanisms, different ways you can go about constructing blockchains or looking at different options that you could potentially enable to provide different use cases on blockchain. And so that resulted in some experiments that eventually led to credits, to building the first iteration of credits. And so that was originally being built sort of as a cryptocurrency, just with a new consensus mechanism and a sort of a new way of storing data and all that stuff. But then about 7-8 months in, started looking at what some of my friends in the community were trying to build on top of blockchains, whether that be online gaming and things like trading card game applications or some other interesting use cases. But they were really coming up against a wall building on top of Bitcoin at the time, and really working against themselves by tying themselves to the Bitcoin code base. So I started looking at what it would take to put some of those use cases on top of what I had built already with credits, and it actually ended up being a rather good fit for some of those use cases. So around that time, and this is about when Eric came on as well, started moving it from something that was cryptocurrency focused to something that was more looking at building a framework that allowed for building bespoke products and services on top of the blockchain. And so that's exactly what it's morphed into at this point. And so really what we're offering now is exactly that framework that allows you to build your use case, your product, as its own blockchain. And one of the key benefits of credits is because these blockchains are interoperable, the fact that it's its own standalone blockchain doesn't prevent you from tying into that larger ecosystem, that larger blockchain ecosystem that allows you to access things like payments or KYC or information streams that are verified and maintained by a blockchain. So we're really looking at making it a sort of Heroku for the blockchain world, and a place where you can put your service or your app as a blockchain, and then other people who want to build services, or you know, whether they're blockchain services or not, can then in a provable manner utilize those services in their own products. And so to that effect, we're actually in the middle of finishing up our SaaS offering at the moment, so that you can, without having to deal with any of the deployment or any of the DevOps or sysadmin or any of the actual plumbing yourself, you can just worry about building the application layer of your app. We'll handle the consensus layer, we'll handle the infrastructure. You define your app functionality and interface, deploy it to the cloud, and then it's up and running. And so you can get an arbitrarily large blockchain network deployed with one click within 3 minutes.
Nice. Okay. Great. That all sounds really good. Thanks for giving me that explanation. That's actually what I was going to segue into next was, yeah, just to hear a bit more about credits and the kind of services that you offered. So, yeah, thanks for that explanation. The next thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was, we've seen over the past year, there's certainly been a lot of growing interest in blockchain technology from a variety of different industries. How does it feel to be on the forefront of that? How does it feel to be on the cutting edge of these blockchain offerings?
It's a mixed bag. It's a double-edged sword, because it's great that a lot of the stuff that we've been saying for over a year now is now actually being recognized as a viable way forward. But on the other hand, it's been a bit of an uphill battle because we've sort of been sandwiched in the middle between sort of the Bitcoin crowd on one side, who thinks that unless you're pursuing a completely decentralized anarchist philosophy, then there's no point. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, not so much anymore, but initially, anybody from the financial sector being dismissive of anything blockchain until it started gaining more momentum throughout the course of last year. So it's just one of those things where it's great now because everybody in the blockchain and financial industry is pretty much on the same page with us. So that in itself is super validating. And on the other hand, now that means we have a lot more competition. So we just got to make sure that we keep on raising the bar at every step of the journey.
Certainly.
Yeah. Just to add to that, it's been very interesting to see how the ecosystem has developed over the past, let's just say 3 years now. And after working with various different companies myself, both, not still around and kind of around, but not really known, it's been very interesting to see the choices and the paths that people have taken and, the tie to Bitcoin, albeit, strong initially, mm-hmm. Has really given birth to real world blockchain use cases that can be achieved, with different technologies. Yeah. And I think that, Credits has a very interesting approach that's a lot different than a lot of the other approaches out there right now.
Yeah, just touching on that approach really quick, the way that we've done that is we've gone to people that we sort of had an inkling that had and an inkling through the people that we brought onto our advisory board from the traditional financial world, that a certain use case or a certain sector or a certain application in traditional finance had a problem that we thought we could solve or that we thought mapped better to a blockchain context. And then we would go to those people directly and walk through their actual needs and their actual pain points before even introducing the idea that maybe blockchain can solve those things. So we've really taken a value-centric approach to and then backing out what is the technology solution to that, rather than saying we think that we've got the answer to everything finance forever and for always. First, let's throw everything out the window, and then we'll just write our smart contract that replaces all the banks tomorrow. We've sort of taken the opposite approach, where we've tried to map out how and why, because the why is important as well. Certain things in the financial world have evolved, and sort of where the technology that we're building might be able to augment or streamline some of the processes that are currently providing real value to real people right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, great. Yeah, thank you. Thanks again for going through that. It certainly does sound like there's a lot going on within the industry and just trying to figure out, where it's heading next. And it's interesting to hear from you guys just the different perspectives of the other people who you're involved with and who you've been speaking with. So going along with that point, where do you see blockchain technology moving over the next, say 3 to 5 years?
Well, I think it's just going to become another tool in the toolbox. Mm-hmm. So just like databases, SQL databases are good at some things, they're bad at others. So when you're building a service, you figure out what pieces of technology map to the needs that you're trying to solve. The blockchain is just going to become another layer in that stack to where when you're trying to solve a given problem, you can utilize it as another option that's available to you. Mm-hmm. And we think that that's generally going to be a viable option when it involves mapping trust networks to an untrusted network or to an internet context. So the way that you interact with your government, the way that you interact with your bank, the way that you and I interact in a business context, using the blockchain as a more modern form of establishing initial trust through public key cryptography, sort of a more modern and composable form of PKI, that allows us to establish a meaningful level of trust and a meaningful level of transparency in a much more streamlined fashion. Whereas right now, for example, the way that you the way that you onboard identity into an internet context involves uploading pictures of passports and utility bills and trying to find some way of verifying those things and trying to establish whether or not they were just Photoshopped. So the blockchain in our mind provides provides the promise that you can potentially achieve the outcome that people are looking to achieve with that process without relying on an antiquated paper process, but just replicated in an online world.
Okay. All right. Nope. That sounds good. Yeah. Thanks for going through that. Yeah, it certainly seems that way, that blockchain technology is, yeah, just from my experience and my own knowledge, it does sound like that's where blockchain technology is heading. It does seem like it's going, just going to be just another resource that everyone is able to use. I'd like to change the topic just a little bit now. I'd like to hear a bit more about the Open Ledger project with the Linux Foundation. How did Credits initially get involved with that?
Yeah, so we got introduced to that project via IBM. We had been talking to some people in IBM who had been started to work on blockchain for quite some time. And so as the project and the various people involved started to pursue it, we kept up with our conversations with them. We gave a little bit of information about how we were approaching certain problems and how we had solved certain things. And it just ended up being a good relationship. And so we ended up being able to join that initiative and contribute behind the scenes for the past couple months. And so now we're going to start seeing that effort pay off in the public sphere as things start being released in a more meaningful fashion in the coming months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, great. You know, something else I know that Credits has been involved with is working with the Isle of Man government. What kind of cases have you been working with them on? And again, I'd like to hear a bit more about how you, how Credits got involved with them as well.
Yeah, so we're working with them on several different initiatives. The two that we've announced so far are obviously the world's first government service run on a blockchain, mm-hmm. and that's a registry of blockchain companies and blockchain supporting companies being maintained by a distributed ledger, by a private blockchain. And the validators of that network are three different entities, one of which is the Isle of Man government, one of which is MCTA, the Manx ICT Association, and one of which is our company, Credits. So you have a public organization, you have a an industry organization, and you have a private company in a distributed manner maintaining the validity of that network. And of course, anybody who externally connects to that can verify everything that has been entered into that network as well. And then you have the government officials who are authorized to do so actually inputting the information. So you get an audit trail that shows that it was those government officials that entered the information. You get a timestamp and you get a full history of how that registry evolved. So it adds another layer of transparency and auditability to a public service. The second thing that we've announced with them is what we're calling a federated KYC project. So that's sort of what we touched on earlier, taking the blockchain and using it as a more modern form of PKI, mm-hmm. in order to onboard and establish real-world identity in an internet context, and then being able to use that in a portable and composable manner across different networks. So a bit like how the CA system works for verifying that somebody owns a certain domain name or that a certain business owns a certain domain name, we're looking at using that in a more scalable and portable manner with individuals and organizations in generic terms rather than just in the context of establishing SSL connections for websites.
And just to add to that, obviously the Alamann government specifically has been extremely supportive. They were the first jurisdiction, obviously, to really set the bar in terms of, you know, what blockchain and crypto companies need to actually do in order to operate in a compliant regulatory manner. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've myself been involved bringing countless amounts of companies over there to get set up and going, and obviously, you know, Credits being you know, one of the most active companies there right now. It's a great environment to really showcase technology in a very easy manner. So yeah, they've been wonderful.
All right. Yep.
Just closing that off really quick, a few of the projects that we're working on them with are really about using the island man as a testbed for regulatory and technological innovation in such a way that larger jurisdictions and larger organizations can come on board from the beginning as we're going through these proof of concepts, as we're putting in these use cases in a real world context, albeit in a jurisdiction with only 85,000 people, but still using it for a real use case in the real world. And then so that way we can prove that certain concepts either work or don't in a relatively low risk environment before rolling them out to the larger world.
Okay. Yeah, no, thanks for that explanation. Yeah, when we were initially going through, I know when Tabish, my colleague, you know, we were talking about this, it does seem really exciting that, you know, the Alamann government and you guys have been working so closely together. That's very encouraging to hear that there are jurisdictions who are this receptive this early with trying to incorporate this type of technology. Next thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was, you know, just about, you know, the Credits team in general, like what it's like working with, you know, with the two of you and everybody else. I'd love to hear a bit more about that.
Yeah, so we do have a very, quite varied team, which has really been beneficial. People from just... From the technology side of finance to people from other industries but have been working in technology to some of our advisors come from they've been very senior in the financial industry for the past several decades to a few other people on the team have been working at a very deep level in blockchain and cryptocurrency, whether that's from a marketing standpoint or a regulation or consulting standpoint. Obviously, Eric and myself both have gaming backgrounds, and then Eric has his backgrounds in payments as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really allowed us to draw from both industry experience that comes from our senior level advisory board on what the problems are, what mistakes have been made, what stuff that the finance industry does that's good is out there right now. So we get that baseline understanding of the nuts and bolts of the industry that we're trying to work with. But then with the rest of the team not necessarily having been steeped in that context, but being successful in other contexts and other industries, have been able to draw from their experience and bring different work patterns, different ideas that may fit within those contexts to the problems that we're trying to solve in the finance industry.
Yeah, I mean, finding people that actually understand how this technology works, let alone will function in, you know, real world context is obviously a very, very special thing to do. And I think we've done a wonderful job finding some of the top talent and industry veterans that have really helped us position and establish ourselves in a way that provides a lot of long-term value.
Okay.
Great.
I'm glad to hear about. I'm glad that you're able to talk a bit about the team. And it's just from my own personal experience. It's great when you have, when you're able to draw on experiences from different people who come from different backgrounds. It's really great to, just in terms of your own understanding of, being able to learn from what other people can bring to the table. The next thing I wanted to ask about was the Partners Program that I believe it's being released this month. Is that correct? Or being launched?
It's being soft launched this month. We're going to be announcing some of the first partners this month. We're going to be making the formal announcement with the full list of partners next month. But basically what the Partners Program is we've been building our technology for the past 2 years, and we've been mainly the people that have been building on it, apart from some of our initial customers. So we've been taking our product into labs, we've been taking our product into POC work, we've licensed it a couple of times to different people in the industry for them to build on, but mostly we've been the ones that have been building projects on it. So now that we've been testing our assumptions with our first customers and building the use cases that either we've brought to them or they brought to us, now we're ready to, we've been packaging it up and building the platform to other people to start building actual applications and services on top of it. So we're actually in the process of finishing up launching our private SaaS offering. We're going to be making a more meaningful offering available on a broader sense in the next few months. But right now, previously, the way that you were able to build on credits was by paying us consulting and licensing fees in order to do a POC project with us. Now the way that you can start building on credits is by joining the Partners Program, which for startups doesn't require any sort of commitment up front. This is the way that we're going to start having growing our ecosystem and having people building on the credits platform.
All right, awesome. That all sounds good. So the last thing I wanted to ask you guys was, can you tell us, give us a little bit of a preview about what's going to come next over the next year for credits, like some stuff that you guys are currently working on?
Yeah, this 2016 for us is all about coming out into the public sphere. So we've been fairly quiet, just working behind the scenes, doing a lot of word of mouth stuff, lots of face to face meetings, not a lot of public facing marketing, not a lot of public offerings out there in a credits context, but this year is about putting the credits framework and the credits platform in the hands of a meaningful amount of people and a meaningful number of use cases. So we're really looking to capitalize on a lot of the work that we've been doing over the past 2 years and allow others to take that ball and start running with it in a meaningful way.
Okay, great. That all sounds good. I think that was So those were all the topics that I wanted to cover. I don't know if you either Eric or Nick, either of you, had anything to add.
I think that pretty much covers it. What we're concentrated on right now is bringing partners onto our platform and making sure that we support them. We want to provide a 10x better experience in deployment and developing blockchain use cases. Right now, it's a bit of a pain to do anything product wise in the blockchain area, and we're trying to change that rather quickly. So our entire focus right now is making sure that that ease of use and deployment is available. Past that, we are in the middle of raising our seed round, which will be closing in the next month or two. As we've previously been self-funded and then funded by revenue, more than that, other than that, that's the bulk of our focus at the moment.
All right, great. All right, well, then I think that pretty much covers it. Thank you both again for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks.
All right, then.
Great.
Well, thanks again. And, enjoy the rest of your night, guys.
Thanks, Carlo.
All right.